Welcome to Dudes Weirs Podcast, episode 58. I'm Joe, and joining me are my co-host Matt.
Hi.
And Aaron.
Hello.
Please visit ddbshow.com for all of our information. On today's show, we are going to be talking about Ford lowering the F-150 Lightning price tag, Rivian's Q2 results, and Tesla to build data centers, and scientists repeat the nuclear fusion breakthrough test. It's pretty cool stuff. What are we drinking?
This is a beer I got in Maryland on my vacation a little bit ago. It's called Till Our Paths Cross. It's a hazy Indian pale ale.
Hazy. That's a cool can. Is it? Yeah. It's a man like the Mandalorian.
Mandalorian holding the.
I wonder how they get away with that.
I don't know.
It's probably because they're such a small brewery.
But they're from Hagerstown, Maryland.
Maryland.
This is a 7.2. And it is Citra, Sultana, and Strata hops. I guess it's Sultana.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that hop before.
So, we're about to.
About to do it. Was it? You had other ones that were in there too, right?
Yeah, but me and Matt have had those already, and you have.
Oh, did you guys have them? Last weekend.
Yes.
You didn't have this one?
No. I only had one left, so I wanted
You had it, though.
I've had it, yes.
Yeah, you had three of them. If you only had one
was
left.
A four-pack?
Yes.
Well, sometimes those things only come in a two-pack. Or I thought maybe you got some singles or something.
No. No, I bought plenty of them.
What was the ABV?
7.2.
That's pretty cool.
Smells good
for those that care.
Like, I mean, that's a straight like ripoff of.
I know.
I don't know how they. It's. I mean, they're just probably not big enough to where it's a big deal, but it's pretty.
Yeah, it's a cool can art.
Smells good.
It's actually really good. I can see why you didn't want to share that last week.
That's why I had three of them.
That is.
You brought all the shit beers you bought on vacation.
That is a tasty
the best
beverage.
One for last.
They weren't shit beers. They were still
man. Good. Compared to that, they were shit.
Exactly,
beers.
But they were still good beers.
I mean, are you calling like a 3.5 beer shit beer, or like a three?
Yes.
Three. They were like 3.25, 3.5.
Man, he is
so
rough.
Creamy.
He is rough on
man.
These
it, life is too short to drink shit beer.
Well, not when there, especially when there's a lot of good beer.
When you spend $120 on beer.
You think you're getting something good?
No.
Oh.
It's just, I'm still going to drink it, even if it's bad.
Yeah.
It's like cold pizza. You're going to eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's only been maybe once or twice I've ever dumped something. And that I paid for. But, I don't know, you guys will have to try one. I got two of them left, I think, in there. Because I tried a second one just to see if it was a one can kind of thing. But there's a beer in there. It's that one that I commented that tastes and smells like pool water.
Yeah, the one that Megan and I shared the other day was not as good as the first time I tried it.
So you've had that one then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to let you try one because it just tastes, maybe it's just my palate. It just tastes super weird.
No, it was not good the second can. It was
something's up with that.
It was sad because those are two really good breweries.
First up, we have from Electric Debt Co. So Ford announced here that in the last, this was July 17th.
About a month ago.
So the F-150 Lightning gets a 10K price cut. So it's now for the base model is around 50K MSRP, which, you know, good luck with the dealers not marking them up and things like that. And it says that they're ramping supply to meet the demand. So I wonder if the demand has finally waned off a little bit to where they kind of and then Tesla's cutting their prices and everybody else is too. So maybe they
But what's funny is these are the prices that they said they were going to be
initially
when they first started this, and that's why I canceled my reservation because it was almost $15,000 more to order one. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yep. So it says. They're also upgrading their Rogue electric vehicle center in Michigan to triple the F-150 Lightning production, scaling and reducing raw material costs to enable the price cut. So that's another factor. It initially sold out in its first years of production. Ford is investing $50 billion globally to repurpose production facilities for EVs. That's pretty significant.
Yeah.
Raw material costs and facility upgrades affect the bottom line, leading to price increases. The Rogue facility was temporarily closed for final EV production upgrades. Annual output rate of 150,000 electric pickups is planned from this fall going forward. And then the new prices are, so the Pro, which is, that's the baseline, right?
Yeah, that's your contractor grade one.
It was 59, now it's 49. The XLT, there's three different XLTs, mm-hmm. Ranging from 54 to 60, or 54 to 69. Those are all, again, about a 10K price cut. The Lariat 510A, which I'm not sure what the difference. Oh, there's the 510A is the standard right, range.
And then there's the extended range.
So that one's 69. It was 76, so that's not as much. So not 10K, but still pretty significant. Lariat extended is 77, was 85. And then the Platinum extended range, which I think is the one you were initially looking at, right, mm-hmm. is now 91. And these are all 91, like 995 or 495. So I should probably just round up to 92. And it previously was 98, so almost 100K yeah. for that Platinum.
So I wonder how bad it's killing production numbers when you have, seven different options you can pick from?
Yeah, that is a lot.
You know, so, you know, you got a line at Tesla that's going to make the Model Y long range. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming maybe that same line is doing the Model Y performance. So you got two options that could go down that line.
Because you just throw same a different motor and same battery pack.
But
right?
now,
yeah, I think so.
You have how many lines are building these yeah. trucks and how much tooling or how much you bring in this many of a pallet to make yeah. all these XLT 312As. Like if they just streamlined what the options were, could they
yeah.
bump up production numbers that much more?
Yeah, why don't they just have an XLT standard and an XLT extended? And then just like they have with the Lariat and then the Lariat extended.
Because some people don't have the money to buy higher end.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But you're talking about the XLT 3311A and the XLT 312A is only 5K difference. Right. Now I'm assuming, and this is still, you can still get, I think it says, an additional $1,000 bonus for building certain models before July 31st, which that's already passed.
Right.
Many of those models could qualify for the $7,500 federal tax credit. What was the cap? Was it 80?
I think it was 80. Yeah.
So everything but the Platinum should qualify, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now with this new cut. Ford yeah, stock price dropped over 4% despite the cut announcements. I think it's back up since then, though.
I went back on and went to build another one just less than a week ago, and it was still the same price, the high prices. So I don't know when they're implementing this.
Weird.
You know, we're expecting the Cybertruck to start being delivered here in the next few months, and definitely by the end of the year. Also, the Chevy Silverado EV is supposed to come out. Is that this year or is it early next year, I think? Ugly. You think so?
It looks like a Honda Ridgeline.
Yeah, it does kind of. But I do like that whole collapsible
yes.
bed divider thing.
Yes, that is cool.
I mean, this is good. Like, you know, Tesla and others have reduced prices a little bit, so they're staying in line. Plus, if they're ramping production and getting material costs under control or somewhat more under control, that kind of
yeah.
feeds into it. But I mean, because how much is what is yours? What do you have now?
I have an XLT, but it would be the 312A mm-hmm. extended range, basically.
Yeah.
Because it's fully loaded.
And how much was yours new?
54.
So you're right around that XLT base for the electric, which, you know, you're going to have a little bit of upcharge for the right. electric. But so it's getting close then as yeah. far as. And then, like, what would a Platinum have been non-electric? Would it have been around that same
price? It'd have been around 80,
82, 83. Okay. So you're still paying, maybe 10 more for that.
Wow. Yeah, I mean
it's good. I mean, we need the competition. We need materials costs to come down, all the technology, especially the battery technology, to improve, because that's going to help reduce costs.
Yeah.
Especially if they can use less materials. So it's good. It's good news. Coming up next from Rivian, they released their Q2 2023 shareholder, you know, their results and their shareholder findings, kind of like their PDF quarterly letter, if you will. It's pretty cool. They got some good pictures in here. So key highlights, 50% increase in production versus this time last year. The dual motor was added to the R1 lineup. Instead of having to do a quad motor, you can now do dual, which is a little bit cheaper. I think the dual still starts at like 73, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. 35,000 gross profit per vehicle. That seems like a lot. That's a lot. I know Tesla is pretty high too, but man, that's a lot. Total production. Yeah, but
that's also still funding more research and more
that's true.
R&D. And
still a lot of money to recoup from all the investment. So they've raised their guidance for 2023 to 52,000. I guess that's total. I don't know. I'm assuming that's across the R1T and the R1S. Still seems pretty low, but I guess this is their first full year, right? Because they didn't start until the middle of last year doing deliveries.
I didn't go through this whole thing.
Yeah, there's a lot in here.
Was the Amazon
truck
in there?
Yeah, there's a whole section about the impact that the Amazon delivery trucks had, and that's a big part of them.
Dude, when that dude pulled up into my house, I was like just geeking out.
I don't wonder if, like, for whatever reason, if we just got more in our area, or if they're getting that many in a lot of the.
They said they're bigger implementing them a lot of places.
Because when I go by that DC, I thought it was just that outside row with all the chargers. There's like four or five, six rows with chargers. And it was like right at the, it was like 5:30, well, they have, 6 they, o'clock. It was like 6:30.
I think they have 50 vans there.
It's got to be, because when I went by there at 6:30 yesterday, it was almost full lot.
Hmm.
And there was just a ton of them.
And if you guys haven't seen them, they are really, really cool.
Yeah, I think there's a picture. Here we go. Well, this is what they look like. They got the Amazon logo on them, of course. So this is going to be their new mobile service. Like. This is going to be their mobile service van. So it's the same platform.
Right.
It looks exactly the same. It's just blue with the Amazon blue with the yellow Amazon logo. I think the back is almost exactly the same.
It's identical.
But this is cool. Like, hopefully when they get the service center near us open, we'll start seeing some of these around too. Because that was supposed to be by the end of the year, but I haven't seen any updates on it. And I think there was a picture for the Amazon stuff as well.
It really is a nice truck.
Yeah. I mean, that driver was just, he's like, AC works so well. He says, I can put my drink on the dash and it stay colder than if it's in my cooler. And when he puts it in the park, the door automatically opens to the back for him. He doesn't have to slide anything open or anything.
Yep. So they have an agreement to deliver 100,000 vehicles to Amazon. And as of early July, so about a month ago, they were in operation in over 800 cities in the U.S., and recently initiated delivery to some of the European locations.
Man, that growth is amazing.
But yeah, I mean, you figure probably half of everything they're making is going to Amazon at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you dump $700 million into a company, you pretty much probably get first dibs on a lot of things.
You would hope, for sure.
It also says that the R1S production surpassed the R1T for the first time, with the R1S representing around 70% of their total R1 production. So,
soccer moms?
Yeah, I mean, that thing's pretty bad too.
Remember, what was it last year that those two girls did that across the desert race was it in the SUV or was it in the truck?
I think it was the truck.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the truck.
I wonder if they did
it was like a Baja, thing. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was last year, yeah.
Was it last year?
I think so. Maybe early last year. I have to go back and look. We talked about it, I think. In-house Enduro motor successfully integrated into the R1 platform, so it looks like they're making their new motors in-house now, which, you know, if they're following kind of what Tesla's doing, the more they make in-house, the cheaper it can be. They have more control over the supply chain and things like that.
Just amazing. Like,
I'm over glad to see 300 them. Million miles driven by Rivian vehicles so far, which I know Tesla's probably millions or billions at this point.
Probably.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So 23,387 vehicles in H1 of 2023, which is about where they were for last year, it says. The in-house drive units, the Enduro motor played a key role in improving production ramp and cost structure. Cost efficiency efforts led to about 60% growth in delivered units, which is where they're getting that $35,000 gross profit per unit from.
Golly.
So I wonder if that's including. I'm assuming the Rivian, the Amazon one it's still the R1 line. It's using the same platform. Right. So I don't know if they call that out specifically. Yeah, I don't. It just says that, you know, they're still in collaboration to bring 100,000 to Amazon, but it didn't say like what part, like how many they delivered yet. I didn't see that anywhere. Yeah. So, but it's cool. I'm happy that it sounds like their production ramping is getting. They're getting close to that point to where they can start making money. Hopefully in the next year or two, and that's when they can really start kicking stuff up. So, yeah. I mean, if I was getting a new vehicle in the next few months and I knew that service center was open, I would seriously consider probably a Rivian over a Cybertruck for sure. Cause they're going to be, I'd say once you spec out a Cybertruck to be equivalent to the R1T, I'd say they're probably going to be close in the same price.
Yeah. But you're also talking, look at the backlog they have for Cybertruck,
almost like a million. Or yeah. Something.
Reservations. I mean,
yeah, and it's going to be a while.
Even if half of them don't buy,
still a couple of years.
Yeah,
It's going to be a minute, but I can't wait to see some in person just to get a feel for what they actually look like in person and see inside of them. And I don't know if it's just like a bleak, plain, like, which, you know, it kind of looks like it is. I mean, and you can say that all Teslas are kind of like that. They're pretty plain on the inside for the most part, and the Cybertruck looks to be even more.
Yeah.
It's like when you look at that compared to like the Rivian interior, it's not even close.
The Rivian interior is pretty awesome.
Not even close. Yeah, I can't wait to see some, because I've been seeing more Rivians around.
There's an R1S for sale on Facebook right now for $105,000.
Jeez.
An Alpine white one.
I wonder why. And they just didn't like it, or just didn't want to pay that much for it anymore.
I don't know. Maybe get the tax credit or something. Well, I guess they couldn't be in that expensive.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't think it wouldn't qualify, right? Because it has to be under 80. I don't even know what those start at. I think they're like 80, don't they? I don't even know if you could get the tax credit for any of their model R1Ss.
A lot.
From electric.co, Tesla to build a new first of its kind data center. So here's a picture of a concept image of a Tesla data center. So they own some data centers because of Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it now. But they're looking to actually invest and build their own. I can understand, you know, them wanting control over the data, especially for, you know, they have the Dojo supercomputer, which trains all the autonomous driving stuff. I think you just mentioned the robots, like those are going to have some kind of back-end infrastructure for over-the-air updates. And, you know, they could use all this stuff for the same things. I'm sure they have stuff they need data center type stuff for SpaceX, Starlink, almost everything they do requires some kind of data center services, whether that, you know, compute, storage, all that stuff. So it made sense. I never suspected they would do this, so this was kind of like a surprise to me. But I guess once you think about it, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So they're starting to hire people for this already. And it says, you know, currently the global data center business is $250 billion enterprise. You know, it's a lot of money involved in there. But you've got most of the major players like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. And then even Facebook with Meta, I mean, they have a pretty significant data center footprint for all of their stuff, which they, instead of relying on the hyperscalers like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, they do most of their own stuff. That way they have more control. They can control upgrades and what kind of hardware and things like that they use. So it seems like Tesla's going to try to follow in that same footprint. They've posted a job listing for a senior engineering program manager for data centers. Who will lead the design and engineering of the data centers. It says the nature of the data centers being first of their kind is not explained in the job posting, and I actually have some details from that as well. Tesla has acquired data centers from Twitter, when they took that over and stopped paying certain bills, including data center costs. It's like, I don't know how they just don't turn that stuff off if you don't pay your bill, but yeah. Maybe they are. That's why they want to get out of it and get into their own. The interest in data centers is driven by its need for processing data from its growing fleet of vehicles equipped with cameras of both self-driving connectivity features. They're also engaged in managing data related to their energy services. I didn't think about that, including the virtual power plants and distributed energy assets. Remember they had that software that they were using that can calculate for the mega packs and stuff. So that probably would run in there as well. Some of the details on the job posting. It says the key responsibilities, leading the end-to-end design and engineering processes for the data centers and from the conceptualization to the launch, doing all the planning and technical workshops, both internal and external. Of course, you got to form and manage all of the teams that are going to be involved. So it goes on and on.
Man, that is quite the responsibility list.
So
I know, but I mean, think of just getting that job or even having the qualifications to apply for that job. I mean, it would just be mind-blowing of all the little steps that you'd have to make sure you crossed your T's and dotted your I's.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a lot of stress.
Well, I mean, what kind of team are you going to hire to make sure, I mean, all that stuff also happens? Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to hire a lot of people from the other hyperscalers because they already had that experience.
Yep.
And this person's probably going to be coming from there, I would assume, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or some other large enterprise organization that has their own private cloud that's pretty big. That would be equivalent to something like this, which there are some of those out there. Like a lot of the government ran stuff still is pretty large. Even though they do use public cloud more and more, they still have very large private cloud footprints. So there's a lot of people involved. A lot of people have experience with that because of that. So some of the qualifications and requirements for the role is a bachelor's degree in architecture, mechanical, process chemical, structural, or electrical engineering, highly preferred. A previous experience in managing multidisciplinary teams within architectural engineering or design build firms. Familiarity with designing data centers, of course. Solid understanding of all the various engineering disciplines and the ability to manage engineering resources. A proven track record in delivering packages such as issued for bid, issued for permit, and issued for construction. So, like, this person is going to be responsible for, like, you know, sounds like building new data centers as well, which that's a lot. The capability to comprehend complex problems, translate them into a clear action plan. You know, most nerds, that's where they have a hard time, right? Is talking in layman's terms to someone who may not understand all that stuff conceptually, but there are people out there that can do it very, very well.
So I wonder if they're going to go ahead and implement, like, mega packs on site too.
I would think so.
And solar and
why wouldn't
and everything
you? Especially
else.
If they're building it.
Yeah, if you're brand building
new,
from the ground
or
up
or retrofitting it or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, most of these data centers are out.
Ooh, maybe they'll use Tesla heat pumps to cool the facility.
Maybe. Well, could be.
Oh man.
Some kind of new. Maybe they'll actually design the heating and cooling that'll lead to the residential stuff.
Yeah.
Or geothermal. Or
geothermal, yeah. Depending on where they put it. But, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do with it.
Yeah.
I feel like they're downplaying this role, calling it a senior engineering program manager.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be like...
It needs to be way higher than that.
This needs to be like a VP.
Yeah.
Like VP of data center operations or something like that. Or, you know, yeah, that seems like... I don't know. But isn't Elon's, what is his title? It's not like, he's CEO, but he calls himself something else. I forget, but some weird name. But yeah, it does seem like, I mean, does it really matter if you're getting paid? You know, I guess not, but it does seem like the title doesn't match this list of responsibilities.
I mean, this is only like a $100,000 a year job. I mean, who would take that?
This better be way more than $100,000.
I wouldn't do it for $100,000.
No,
if I'm doing all this, are these expectations? I'm in like 1.5. Heavy salary with a lot of bonus.
I think there's going to be way more than that and stock options.
Yeah, it would have to be. Man. Yeah, and you know, some people, they may be fine with that. You know, they don't need all the – because the stock options can end up being worth a lot more in the long run. Coming up from SmithsonianMag.com, scientists have repeated their nuclear fusion breakthrough test in a step towards more clean energy. So this was from August 9th, so not very long ago. It still says nuclear fusion power plants are likely decades away and may come too late to play a role in addressing climate change. Well, I guess, you know, it's still going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. I still think it could be valuable to do it, but...
But we've been hearing...
I mean, the fact they repeated that, though, is just amazing.
It's good, yeah. That means that...
We've been hearing about climate change our whole lives, though.
That's true.
Have we?
Yes.
I just feel like I just started hearing about it on TikTok.
In the 80s. Yeah. In the 80s it started. It was like, by 2010, we'll be under whatever.
Okay. Who was it? What was his name? The guy that used, the politician that used to talk about it all the time.
I don't remember.
But then he would just fly around in jets all over the place doing speeches about it. Oh, yeah. Everybody
was his name?
Was he the guy that invented the internet?
Oh, yeah. He did say he invented the internet too, didn't he? Even though he had nothing to do with it. Because that was Tim Berners-Lee is the one who invented the internet. Yeah, what? I can't think of
I know name. Who I can see him, but I cannot I haven't, put
like,
a name.
Is he dead? Because I haven't seen like anything about him in forever. Mm. What the heck? I'll remember here in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was, what was that, like 3 or 4 months ago when they, I think, no, it was December. It was December of last year, so eight months ago.
Holy crap, time flies.
So it says California researchers achieved nuclear fusion reaction achieving ignition for the second time, repeating the breakthrough from last December. It's a step towards clean and potentially cost-effective energy production. Despite the achievement, though, we still think it's going to be a while before it's a practical energy source. The Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory spokesperson confirmed successful ignition on July 30th. Current nuclear power plants rely on fission, which generally generates energy with low emissions but produces radioactive waste. Fusion is the process of combining light nuclei, releasing significant energy with less hazardous byproducts. The previous breakthrough in December used 192 lasers to achieve net energy gain. Recent repetition of the fusion reaction yields even higher energy output. Now the potential to address climate change is limited by its projected deployment timeline, possibly taking decades. So researchers suggest exploring diverse approaches to accelerate clean energy solutions rather than relying solely on fusion's deployment. But I still think it's worth investing in.
Mm-hmm.
What's that new metal that's been all over TikTok?
The
LK99.
So I don't know if you guys seen, I posted in that thread about that. They've pretty much all but debunked that it was all faked. or at least...
What?
No one has been able to reproduce those claims yet.
Dang,
like,
it.
Everyone that's tried said that most of the... I'd have to go back and read that article, but it looks like the things that they were showing or saying that it could do wasn't necessarily just because it was a superconductor. There was other reasons why it was being able to do what it could do, mm-hmm. and that it wasn't really because it was a superconductive material. So it doesn't look like that's going to go anywhere. It looks like it's pretty much, for whatever reason, they weren't able to. No one's been able to reproduce it. But you know, hey, I mean, hopefully they prove us wrong. But yeah. It doesn't look like that's the case. So kind of stinks,
man.
Yeah, I was really hoping. that would go somewhere, but
I want a hovercraft so bad. That hoverboard from 1985,
or just batteries you can charge like once a month, you know, something like that. The good thing is I think battery tech is still improving, you know, rapidly even without something like that. But that would have been truly, truly game changing if that were true. But it doesn't look to be the case.
I should have known because it was around the whole time that the government was saying that the aliens were real. So real aliens, this room temperature semiconductor. It's like it was all too good to be true.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, mm-hmm. We'll see. Unless there's something they're leaving out that they didn't share that's preventing anybody else from reproducing this, which they published a paper on it. So,
right.
You know, in hopes of getting, you know, winning some kind of, you know, like Nobel Peace Prize or some other award. But if it can't be reproduced, then they're not going to get anything.
Right.
So, oh, well.
We will see. Yeah, you guys got to go watch Oppenheimer, or hopefully it comes out soon, but that movie's amazing, talking about all this stuff.
Actually, I think it's already online.
I have to check. I don't know. I haven't seen anything for it for a while. But thank you for joining for episode 58, rapidly approaching that big 6-0.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
We appreciate it. Visit dwbshow.com for all of our information. We appreciate it if you're listening as well. And then, of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that like and subscribe. We will see you in the next one.